Hello, my name is Chase. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I was just calling to get information as to where to go and when and what and how to register or whatever. I'm 72 and my husband's 73, so I know we're not yet allowed to get a vaccine, but I just was wondering if there's any place to register to be, you know, called or notified when we could get one.
Okay, so you're referring to the actual vaccine for the COVID?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, well, this line here is created just to help citizens find the closest testing site, but there is another number that you can dial. What they're doing now, they're doing pre-registration, so they'll get all your information and the county that you're in. As soon as your phase becomes available and there's a slot open available and a time slot available to administer the vaccine, then they'll reach out to you, schedule that appointment, and let you know what time that would be. But I do have that phone number here for you to set that appointment.
I thought that's what this was when I was given your number. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, what number is this?
That's going to be
855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think I have called that number before. I'm sure I have. And then I was told not to call it again because it was only for those who were already in an eligible group. And I'm just wondering if there's anywhere to find out information about those of us who are in the next group coming up that could be going ahead and registering or knowing maybe when it's going to come out.
Right, I see. Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't have that information there. That would honestly be the best ones to ask would be the vaccine because, you know, they are scheduling those appointments. So I would assume they would know, you know, when the phases are going
to
be
right,
available.
They would, but there's no way to get a human being to answer the number if you're not in an eligible group. So, okay, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Awesome.
I understand that your position. So thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.